babe. What do you want to do tonight?
Same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Hacker Voice Radio. You're listening to us on the, is it the 8th or the 7th? I don't know, let me just check. 8th of December 2005. Yes, it's a Thursday, that means tomorrow is a Friday. That means we've nearly come to the end of the week. Okay, after a long episode yesterday talking about certain things which we cannot discuss right now, we bring you another episode, another quality episode, sponsored by Bukkake. Now, Dirty Boy. Why is my computer trying to speak text? I don't know.
No idea.
Weird. Anyway, it's been a weird day, but let's ignore that and continue on with some news. Now, you know what I'm going to ask you, Planet? What I ask you every night?
No, I will not sleep with you.
No, not that one. God.
Oh. Did I read your email?
No, not that one. The other one.
I don't know.
Something about, I don't know, tickets to somewhere in the US. I don't know.
I don't know. Doesn't ring any bells. No, I've not.
You haven't?
No.
You noob.
Fucking noobs.
You want a cigarette as well, madam? Oh, suit you, sir. Oh, you like that stick in your mouth, that hot stick. Oh, that warm moisture going down your throat. Oh, suit you. We really dropped to a new low. After a fantastic season 2, we're back to the old school, baby.
Cock jokes.
Yeah. Wow, there's some good news tonight. have you seen the story about Australian senator wants to censor the net? The Australian senator wants the Australian internet connection to be automatically filtered by ISPs. Anyone who wants to view pornography or other adult material, details not specified, must apply to their ISP to be given access to it. Another step towards becoming a nanny state. And I provided there a link somewhere to a picture that I'm not sure what it is. Let me just check it now because I've forgotten. I don't know why. I've got stormtroopers relaxing in a pool. Anyway, the article talks about the internet, but I bet that this is something that they're talking about, just like filtering HTTP traffic. Also, yeah. I think we're attributing too much intelligence to them. Anyone who would actually seriously consider filtering the internet, it obviously has no idea of what it is and what it does. I think these guys are fucking stupid.
That pretty much says it all, mate. On the surface, it's a scary story with them trying to filter the internet and tell you what you can and can't do and what you can and can't wank over. Which obviously I disagree with.
Yeah.
The freedom to wank. But when you start reading into it, you just think, oh, give it your best shot, asshole. You know, it's not going to work. You're just going to waste your own time doing it.
Honestly, the reason they're doing this is to help children. Keeping kids from nasties on the internet. You know, this is out. Burnt myself with a cigarette. This is a primarily a parent issue. If you're gonna give your child access to the internet, what the fuck do you think that they're gonna do? You know, at the age of like 5, 6, maybe 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 20, 21, 22, all the way up to fucking 65, they're gonna be browsing for porn, okay? It's just natural. It's a fact of life. Now, if you don't want them to be browsing porn, the next step you gotta take is to be a parent and control what your child is viewing on the internet by positive enforcement of rules as a parent. Why not supervise your children? If you're not supervising children, you should not be a parent. Ionix.
I know it. How did you know I was pregnant?
Well, you know, that last time when we kissed.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I always forget.
Yeah. Just a little Christmas tune in the background.
Lovely.
Ooh.
17 days left till Christmas.
Yeah. Deck the halls with da la 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 la.
God. Alright, turn that crap down. I gotta listen to that shit all day. It's awful. Like, they play the same 8 Christmas songs by like 45 different people.
I think, they're trying to ban the internet. I think they should ban Christmas songs. Full stop. We will filter all Christmas songs at the ISP right now. Oh man, that will make my life so much easier. There is a link. If you want to check this out, this story, go to guybarnett.com. This is the senator or whatever. He looks like a fucking twat. GUYBARNETT.com. And there's an article, article.asp, ARTID is equal to 486 and from equal to home. Make that from equal to bukaki.co.uk.
Oh, the guy's head looks like it'd make a good parabolic antenna.
Yeah. I mean, this guy...
all kinds of radio waves.
Look at him. He looks like some sort of deformed child that hasn't really developed properly.
He's not human.
No. He's seriously some sort of, I don't know, species.
I've seen that on like some kind of sci-fi movie.
Yeah. He's like the evil guy from another sci-fi movie thing.
Attention! Attention! You're spending too much fucking time on the computer. Leave now while you can. Thank you.
I'm sorry. God just told me I had to go.
Yeah. Oh, man. Right. This is something that we have to like. I don't know, guys. Australian people. I know that there's a few Australian people that listen to the show. Because I see your porn. And... you really need to, like, do something about this right now. I know that there's very few of you that are actually sober and that are able to stand up at any one time. But seriously, guys, you know, stop fucking kangaroos and go out there and do something about this. That's my little, you know, rant about that. I know I'm going to get loads of hate mail, man. Where is this hate mail? It's just not... I mean, do I not offend anyone? I swear I've, like, offended
this
most.
This guy was an honorary lawyer?
Yeah.
How do you become an honorary lawyer?
Because he sucked at all the other lawyers' dicks. So they honored him. And made him an honorary cock-sucking lawyer.
Wow.
Okay,
ladies and gentlemen, the opinions of Belial do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the station.
Yes, they do.
Oh, crap.
That's the problem here.
He's a liberal?
Yeah, fucking... Yeah, that's very liberal of you censoring, you know, let's say 80% of the internet. Like, I mean, 80%. What else is there on the internet?
I don't know, us.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, yeah. That's pretty rough.
Yeah. Any other news from you guys?
Oh, boy.
Not from me.
Let's see. Not a whole lot, really. I got nothing.
I've got a few PlayStation and Xbox stories.
Oh, I did have something. Go ahead with the Xbox story. I have a story about the Xbox.
Okay, Steve Ballmer. he doesn't get an Xbox for Christmas. A tragic tale, which seems to come directly from the spinsters from the lair of Voy, and lovable, cuddly Microsoft chairman Steve Ballmer. Developers will have to buy his Christmas and will have to buy his kids an Xbox for the shops this year. Sorry, I'm just completely reading two lines at the same time. Apparently, a Scrooge in his company rules means that Microsoft employees shall not have access to the new Xbox 360s and will have to queue in line to buy them. Too right. There is, of course, a terrible famine of Xboxes. Oh, a terrible famine! How can they use those words? I mean, how can they honestly use, like, terrible famine and Xboxes in the same sentence? Really? I mean, there's children dying in Africa, and they're putting... maybe I'm just, you know, fucking insane, but come on. Throughout the land, there's a terrible Xbox famine. Please donate £2 every month to charity and give a child an Xbox. Children all over the world are starving to death, and they cannot resist the temptation.
Little Jimmy here can't eat, and he doesn't have an Xbox.
£2 a month will let him his fingers play. Grand Theft Auto, Rally Championships, Need for Speed 2. Oh man, which means that poor Steve is going to have to find Tiny Tim his Xbox on time, as he's going to have to go shopping and queuing in the snow like the rest of us. Tearful Ballmer whispers his distress to a meeting of tech executives yesterday. The Ballmer children do not have their Xbox 360 yet. I'm in the same boat as many of you, he said. Under financial disclosure rules, Microsoft would have to classify a free game console as income for Ballmer. We all know that juggling income is a tricky task in the Ballmer household. Yes, you know, all his billions and billions that he's rolling in. Where do they all go? And who is the Scrooge who prevents Tiny Tim Ballmer from getting his 360? Who shall the ghost of Christmas past present the future visit on Crimbo Eve? Well, none of the other Steve Ballmers himself who made and enforced the policy. It was he who also ordered under supply of Xboxes. It was him who created the famine. It was him who made Tiny Tim hungry for Xboxes throughout the world, knowing that there would be a killer demand. Looks like the Ghost of Christmas Present will have his work cut out. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. However, this is a moot point. This is an HVR exclusive, by the way. One of my inside sources at Microsoft has informed me that there will shortly be a recall on the Xbox 360, as the rush production has been pushed with faulty lasers in the DVD drive.
So is that...
Here to hear first?
Ow! Stop pinching my nipple. Is that just an additional aspect of all the faulty consoles? That all the faulty parts... Or is that the... is that just like an addition to all the shit that's going wrong with it? Or is that the cause of all the crashes?
That's one of the causes of the crashes. Okay. Another thing is like the improper... they're having a problem with the three processor setup.
Yeah, like it's
apparently
not working.
It just doesn't like odd numbers.
Yeah.
But I was informed today that there will be shortly a recall of well over 20,000 Xboxes.
Fuck.
360s due to faulty lasers.
Oh, man. I feel really, really bad for Microsoft, you know. No, I don't!
Tough breaks. But yeah, expect that. Expect the 360 recall news to be breaking shortly.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first.
You heard it right here. We are the, you know, the Zero Day channel. We really are.
And please, no questions about who my Microsoft insiders are.
Yeah.
Mum's the word.
So it was your mum then? Ooh.
Damn! No, well, it wasn't my mom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun, though. I'm wondering if they're going to suppress the recall until after Christmas.
Probably. Just all those kids throwing, kicking their fucking Xboxes.
Yeah. After it stopped working, did you kick it? I'm sorry, we can't take it.
But it wasn't working. No, I'm sorry. You kicked it.
No. Kicking voids the warranty.
Yeah. That should be somewhere in, like, the end user license agreement. Please do not kick this as it voids the warranty. We have sensors for these things. Yes, we spent longer developing the sensors for you kicking this console than we did
developing
the DVD laser. Yeah.
Well, I just think they rushed it into production.
Yeah,
they were probably going for the cheapest freaking DVD drives they could find. But, there's gonna be a recall, folks.
Oh, fuck, just... you got any more news before I go on to something else?
No, rant on, my friend.
Ah, okay. I love God... Gay Barnett, the liberal senator, fighting for your pornography.
Are we back on that again?
Sorry, I can't stop looking at his face. Did you know?
You want him. You want him bad.
Yeah, like in front of me, while I'm holding a bat with a nail through it.
Ooh, a little insertion, eh?
Yeah.
I say that somebody out there should deface his website with pornography.
Yes.
Just make his point.
Yeah.
I say that somebody should replace the banner on the top of his page with some gay porno with his face put on it. Just for shits and giggles.
Yes. And you stress the word shit. Sober attack.
I also think that the content should be changed of the page so that he's actually, like, supporting pornography.
Yeah.
Like, leave all those statistics, except spin them. Like, the statistics they were saying, like, 3 out of 5 boys and 2 out of 5 girls have accidentally been exposed to pornography. And it'd just be like, why are these numbers so low?
Yeah.
Get on the ball with this one. Show your kids porn. They're never too young.
Yeah. Start them young, then you develop a slight immunity. Then the rest is just peace. The rest
Otherwise,
is like fucking.
How will they know the difference between good porn and bad?
Exactly.
Porn?
You know, you've got your mainstream porn, and then you've got your cat sex, man.
No, people don't do that. I don't want to be held responsible.
Yeah. Yeah, seeing as we're global now, there's like 13-year-olds.
That's all
but...
I need is like the State Department leaving messages for me.
Oh, man. Did you know that the Sober of Worms is due to attack on the 87th anniversary of the Nazi Party?
I did know that.
Yes. Okay, moving on. The Sober is scheduled to attack on January 2006. The data conceals within the data within the worm concludes that the 87th anniversary of the Nazi Party is the next planned widespread attack. Most prolific worm, Sober, that was like all over the web this year, is scheduled to start in January 5th, 2006, based on the commands hard-coded within the worm. The attack date is going to be pretty crazy, but you're running Linux, so you'll be alright.
Did you,
what?
Did you hear about the guy who got, shot on the airplane?
No.
Oh, there was, some guy on an airplane, said he had a bomb in his bag.
So I have a bomb in my bag! Bang, he's
dead. So federal marshal got up and shot him.
Yeah.
He, like, the federal marshal drew his gun, told him to stop, the guy started to reach into his bag, so they shot him. apparently he was mentally ill and had forgotten to take his medication.
Oh, right.
Just goes to show you, don't fuck around on an airplane because they will shoot your ass.
Yeah.
I really don't have a, I don't have an opinion one way or another.
But, like, you know, if you're mentally ill, remember to take your medicine, and I have to write that down
before
for myself
an airplane, yeah.
Before I go to the United States of America, so I don't end up going, ah, I have a bomb in my bag. To planet
yeah,
late.
Probably a bad idea.
I'd be like, shh, did you know this guy's got a bomb in his bag? While Planet's in the toilet. He comes out of the toilet and then he turns around and looks at him. Like, what?
He goes to, like, zip up his fly.
And,
like,
and he'd be thinking, shit, they know what I was doing in there.
That's it.
Yeah, don't fucking around on the airplane. We got people on those airplanes. Our people will shoot you.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something that I find, like... Okay, first off, imagine you're on that airplane. I mean, first you have the stress yeah. of, like, you know, some guy saying he's got a bomb in his bag. But then you watch him get shot to death
yeah.
right in front of you. Then there's the whole, like, discharging a firearm in a,
in a confined space.
I mean, not even that, but, I mean, a stray bullet, you
yeah.
know...
Penetrates
the
hull.
The cabin, yeah. bam, man, game over.
Yeah.
That's like, wow. That's just some.
And that must have
stuff.
Been a fun ride, man.
Oh yeah.
And
no,
the whole,
no. Then
like,
not only that, but then you gotta finish your plane flight
yeah,
with
exactly.
a dead body.
Yeah,
on
the floor.
Plane. I wonder if they like put him back in his seat. But like, really,
lunch.
Where do you? Do you get moved up to first class or something?
Yeah.
I mean, where do you store a dead body on an airplane?
I don't know, man.
It's not like they can get to the cargo hold.
I think they chopped him up and they put him in
there. Like, okay, Miss Flight Attendant, could you see this gentleman back to his seat?
Yeah.
He's dead. Oh, man. Crazy, crazy stuff.
Oh, apparently Rykos is saying that, he was on a religious mission in South America and ran out of meds, the neighbors said. So he was like on a religious mission, this guy was a fucking freak, and he ran out of his medication. The plane was on the ground at the moment.
Yeah.
So, you know, it wasn't too bad, I guess. Good. Planet Smith.
Well, there's one less loony in the world.
Yeah.
I'm not going to shed many tears over it.
Natural selection in progress, you know. I'm all for natural selection.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm a nutcase. Look, everyone, I have a bomb. Bang!
End of story.
The end.
End of line for that guy.
Game over.
You know, this guy lives a life of torture. He's got to take this, like, fucking mind-altering medicine. He's a psychotic religious freak, and his life is, you know, people do not have to enjoy his bullshit anymore. That's not good.
He's racking up the frequent flyer miles.
Yeah.
Trying to get into space.
Shit, yeah. He was trying to get closer to God.
Well.
Yeah.
So, I guess, like, that's, you know, I've got a bomb in my bag isn't protected under the First Amendment anymore.
Okay, so have I. That doesn't work anymore. Everybody should have a bomb on the flight. It'll be much more safer. How does that work?
I've got a bomb in my bag. Yeah, so do I. Big deal. Oh, horrible. Let's see, in FBI news... Washington Reuters has reported that terrorist groups lack the capability to launch damaging internet-based attacks on the United States, but foreign governments are probably behind many online spying attempts. This is Al-Qaeda does not have the ability to disable power plants, airports, or other critical infrastructure through the internet.
You'd hope so. Oh yeah, www.powerplant, you know, port 8080. The password is usually password. And it's that green toggle on the left. Yeah, that's it. you're hoping that these systems aren't, you know, live. Because, like, on the net, you could just, like, fucking, I don't know, do a ping sweep. Ooh, I've never seen that port. What is that?
Ooh, Chinese hackers have copied sensitive material from hundreds of unclassified U.S. government computer systems over the past several years.
Mm.
That's always fun.
Yeah.
No definite proof that the Chinese government was involved. And Bush didn't raise any kind of issue when it was the time he went to China.
Yeah.
Like, say, by the way, are you guys hiring hackers to, like, steal our stuff? Well, yes, we are. Oh. Yeah. Could you stop? No. No, we can't. Oh. Okay, then. Sorry to bother you.
Yeah.
Oh, the other thing about that Soberworm, that's the one that sends out all those emails.
Yeah.
Disguising themselves as messages from the FBI.
Oh, I love that shit, man. Do you know how many I get at work? Oh, your IP has been tracked over 180 illegal sites. Yeah, I know.
And then the...
only 180?
The responses were routed back to the FBI. The responses that were to invalid email addresses were routed back to the FBI at a rate of 200,000 per hour.
Yeah.
And the FBI agent said it almost killed their system.
Oh, shit. So they're vulnerable to distributed denial of service attacks. Doo-doo-doo. You heard it here, guys.
You know, 200,000 per hour doesn't really seem like that much for a large email server.
Sure, especially the FBI email server.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
It sounds pretty scary. What systems are they running? I don't know, Microsoft Exchange?
I don't want to know.
I don't want to ask.
Well, let's call them up.
Yeah. One second.
Say, we were just curious.
Beep. Hello, FBI. I can't hear you, sir. Do you remember that episode?
Not again.
Yeah. It's like onage on a grand scale.
Oh, NASA is looking to hire private companies interested in taking over the lucrative business of flying cargo and crew back and forth to the International Space Station. Seems weird.
I want that job. Yeah, they're outsourcing all their kind of.
Yeah, but who owns the space shuttle? Like,
well, whoever wants to buy it.
I suppose.
I wouldn't mind that job. You know, you're flying. It's like being a bus driver, only you're galactic.
That'd be interesting.
Mm. Would you like to do that job, Sapphire?
Interesting.
The hours sound crap. Like 2 days in space. Very risky.
Why?
High paid.
High paid, that's not bad.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
But would you risk your life every day to fly shit into space?
Oh, I risk my life every day when I take the bus to work.
Yeah.
In a breakthrough that brings the technology of the futuristic film, The Matrix, closer to reality, scientists say they have cracked part of the brain's own computer code. A team of neurology experts from MIT have deciphered brainwaves used in the recognition of visual images.
Did you know that Jennifer Aniston's cell phone has been hacked?
Oh, no.
No.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
what's your number? Let's give her a call.
The link to the website is www. goatsy.cx.
No, it's not.
No. It's just Rightcoast.
Has it actually been hacked?
Rightcoast is telling me all these evil things to say.
Oh, Rightcoast?
Yeah.
Oh. What a jerk.
Fear. Yeah. Noobs. Oh, it looks like some guy's putting in like a window on a hard drive. To like, I don't know, watch his hard drive spinning around.
Oh yeah. That wasn't supposed to be possible.
No? Because of light and shit?
No, because you're not, you need a clean room just to open one of those up.
Yeah.
Without destroying it.
Sure. RSS feeds on your toilet paper. A crazy new product out of Taiwan seems to be aimed at the feed department of us out there. The restroom reader is a bathroom gadget that prints news feeds onto your toilet paper. That's right, your toilet paper. And the best part is the biometrics. Toilet seat that'll figure out who you are by the basis of the weight of your bum. It brings you the news you want to your lavatory. Fantastic. I want a toilet that figures out by the size and weight of my ass and the contents of the richness of the minerals in my shit who I am, and then prints out news feeds that I want with the toilet paper so I can wipe my ass with Bill Gates' face.
Oh boy, you are in rare form tonight.
Am I?
Yeah.
Rare?
Yep.
Stuffu. Ruffle waffles.
Oh my god, it finally happened.
Adverts.
No, my Gmail account is finally attracting spam.
Man, I've been attracting spam since about 3 months ago.
I've had it for, well over 6 months now. It's at a rate of 3 per day.
Wow.
Actually, no, wait. There's only 5 of them total. The last one was on December 1st, so...
Right.
I got 4 on November 30th and 1 on December 1st. That's not too bad.
Yeah.
Not too bad at all, but it's happened.
Dum, dum, dum. Yeah, they seem to have unwillingly let a loophole through where quite a lot of spam is coming through, but it's kind of centralized spam. It's always the same kind of thing, so I guess once they figure out what the fuck's going on with that, they'll be able to somehow work around it, I guess. Yeah, hopefully.
Uh-oh.
Kill the demon!
Okay. Oh no. Has the whole world gone mad?
Yes.
Apparently.
Moo! 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 Moo!
I'm just fucking around with some sound effects, sorry.
Mom! Kitty's being a dildo!
I love this one. Yes, I found out that I can play sound effects.
Pinky, are you pondering what I'm pondering?
Please replace the handset and try again.
See, that's a cool one. Please replace the handset and try again. for all of you US people that have never heard a UK please replace the handset thingy, here's what it sounds like.
Please replace the handset and try again.
Boink!
You want some...
There we go.
It says boink?
No, it doesn't say boink. That's just my playlist going to...
Oh, I see. Not as much fun.
No. So, what else is there to discuss tonight?
I don't know. We should probably think of something, though.
Yeah.
Shit!
Okay.
What else could I play? That's gonna piss you guys off. Oh, I know what.
Yod!
Weirdo.
Yeah. Anyway. Do we have any interesting people to call tonight?
I'm working on that right now.
Yeah?
We should call somebody. If anyone has any suggestions.
Dunno. Any payphones out there that we might call?
Payphones? Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. Let me pull up Yapple, yet another payphone list, and we can choose some random payphones.
Cool.
You guys over in the UK, though, you need to start collecting some lists of interesting payphones.
Yeah, definitely.
We're all always calling the US ones. That and that guy in the Vatican, that was awesome.
Yeah. Oh, it's a shame he didn't understand what the fuck we were talking about.
That's all right, we didn't understand him either.
Yeah.
So.
Ow! Stop it. Anyway. What
ooh, Alcatraz. Do you know about Alcatraz?
No, what about it?
It was like, it's a prison that's been shut down.
Yeah.
Basically for inhuman circumstances, but it was impossible to escape from.
Yeah.
It was in an island in the San Francisco Bay.
Sure.
And now it's a tourist attraction.
Okay.
I say, you call and ask to speak to the warden.
Yeah, say, I've escaped.
I've escaped and I'd like to turn myself in. May I please speak to the warden?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, that's U.S. number.
Uh-huh.
415-421.
Wait. 415-421-85-39. I don't know if I can pull it off with my British accent. I think Ionic should do it.
Okay.
I don't think they like picking up phones.
Not too many people like picking up payphones.
No. Doo-doo-doo. Let's sing the
hello.
Dance song.
Hello.
Hey, Doug.
Am I speaking to somebody on Alcatraz?
Yes.
May I please speak to the warden?
We've escaped!
That's awesome.
Hey, we need to...
Yeah, the warden's not here right now, mate.
We need to turn ourselves in.
Are you Nazi?
Really? Where are you guys?
London.
This is a live radio show.
Really? London? That's a pretty long distance call.
Yeah, you're live on Hacker Voice Radio.
Really? Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so cool. Are you enjoying your trip?
What's that, sorry?
Are you enjoying your trip?
Yeah, it's fantastic, mate. Great.
Cool. Well, what's the cells like? Is it roomy?
They're a little bit small for my liking, but Yeah, look, I'm sure they really enjoyed it here.
Yeah.
However long ago it was.
Any kind of...
So where are you from?
I'm from Australia.
I thought so.
Yes.
Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to? Any shout-outs?
Yeah, sure. I'd like to say hi to my mum. She's in Western Australia, but probably doesn't listen to your show, but...
No.
Yeah.
Well, if you'd like, we could call her up and say you said hello.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great, mate. I'd really enjoy that.
Yeah.
So what's the number?
I don't think you'd appreciate it, actually, somehow. No. But, you know.
No, we're just in jest.
Yeah.
No worries.
So any, interesting blood stains or anything around there?
No, not really. I think they clean that stuff up, you know.
Right.
Tourists don't really appreciate that either.
No.
Hell of a view, though.
It is a hell of a view, mate. I don't know what they're all complaining about. I reckon they've got it easy here.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. I mean, the San Francisco Bay is beautiful. The weather's pretty nice.
Yeah, man. I mean, sunny. They had 3 meals a day.
Why would anyone want to escape from that, man? That's something you want to get into.
Exactly.
Well, that's why no one ever escaped.
Yeah. Better than the hostel, I'm saying that right now.
Oh. Did you know that one of the Liberal senators in Australia wants to ban pornography in Australia? A guy called Guy... what's his name? Guy Barnett? Yeah, that's right.
Guy Barnett.
Yeah, Guy Barnett. Have you heard of that guy?
Not sure, really. I don't really follow politics, but it doesn't surprise me.
I'd recommend that you do, because you won't be able to view your nice pornography anymore. And
that's a tragedy.
It's going to be horrible, man. You know, because you're going to be there like www.bukake.com, and no more. You'll probably be redirected to like a website. You're a sick bastard, you know.
Yeah, look, I think there's enough porno users in Australia that they probably won't pass it.
No.
Damn straight. I hope not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll let you get back to your vacation. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Yeah, thank you.
No worries. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
No, not a problem.
Yeah, bye.
Oh, that's fucking great.
We just made somebody's day a little more surreal. I loved his reaction when we asked to speak for the ward.
Yeah, it was like, are you fucking kidding me, mate?
That guy's gonna turn to his wife or like whoever he's there with and just be like, you will not believe what just happened. Oh, fucking great.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about, folks. Indeed. That's what it's all about. Okay, this one is in Fullerton, California.
Okay.
It's on State College Boulevard in Chapin Ave, outside of the Drug Emporium.
Right.
I think if somebody answers, we should ask them if they've got any drugs. And if they say they don't, tell them they should go into the Drug Emporium and get some.
Yeah.
The number is 714-526-5030.
Who's gonna talk?
I will.
Hello. Bukake? That was
no,
our cocoa.
No. Okay. Moving right along.
Yeah.
Golden Gate Ferry Terminal.
Right.
In Sausalito, California.
Shoot.
415-332-9928.
9928.
9928, yes.
Okay. be anyone around.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see.
Hmm. Hello. Oh. Oh, God.
Seem to be getting those a lot. Yeah, that's a Pacific Coin phone.
Oh, right.
Okay. Let's call a Barnes & Noble.
Okay.
Let's see. It's 509-484-9894.
Okay.
We're probably going to piss someone off. This one's by the reading couches.
God, why don't people?
Well, the longer it rings, the more pissed the person who does it is going to be.
True. Oh man, I think we've made that guy's day.
Yeah.
He's gonna be
that guy was a lot of fun.
Yeah, he's gonna be googling Hacker Boys Radio.
Who the hell were those guys? Come on.
Oh, we have a number by from Right Coast.
Oh really?
Who is in IRC right now? Shouts to Right Coast.
What it is?
What is it? What about? I'll write it down, seeing as there's a delay. Oh, Walmart in Texas.
Good.
Yeah? Cool. Is that busy or what was that tone? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Is Ionic still there? I guess not. I don't know.
I don't know.
Nah, that was. Oh, I know why. I guess he's crapped out. Yeah. Did you hear about the news? I think Ionic sent you that email as well. Apparently, everything is pretty much good to go. Actually, it wasn't an email. It was a fucking post in the forums about... looks like we're going to have ourselves a nice, a nice little film crew. Hello?
Yeah, about the camera.
Yeah. Hey, Ionic. Hello. Ah, noob. Yeah, man, it's like an addition to our normal Tech Powers, this company, production, is donating a production team as well as a lovely Panasonic AGD VX 100 camera. and to some equipment to our cause, which is going to be fantastic, which means that we have fully equipped to bring you guys some TV visual entertainment, and it's going to be awesome.
Maybe.
Well, it will
be. The quality is going to be great, but the content, I don't know.
No, come on, man.
We haven't written it yet.
Well, it's just going to be fucking insane.
Random nutters.
Yeah.
Like us.
Yeah.
We just got to come up with loads of cool ideas. Film, 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 and film. And then edit out the best.
Yeah.
And then post all the shit.
Oh.
No, the other way around. Edit out the shit, post the best. That's it. I remember now.
Man, that'd be so negative.
Should be a laugh.
Yeah. I really want to, like, try and get as much... Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Let's give Walmart a call back.
Get anything with the Empire State Building?
Which one's the 212?
Yeah.
No, I haven't called that yet.
Oh, go for it.
And Skype? Oh, no, Skype's okay.
I'm sorry, the number you have reached. Area code 212239 4601 is not in service at this time.
Okay.
Huh.
Weird.
Well, son of a bitch.
Yeah. Dear, oh dear.
Good.
Yeah, man, do you want to talk...
All right, let's call the Diablo Valley College.
Okay, do you want to talk
in
about...
Pleasant Hill, California.
Do you want to talk about that film stuff that's being donated to us?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's not technically being donated,
no,
per se,
yeah,
and we're not going to be able to keep it.
No,
but,
sure.
Visceral Productions has offered us the use of an AG DVX-100, a cameraman, and some sound equipment
like,
for HVTV.
So, what can we do to this cameraman, seeing as he's ours now?
Well, whatever you'd like, really. I do have to warn you, he's probably into it.
Oh, okay. Cool stuff, okay!
All right, let's see. This is the Diablo Valley College in Pleasant Hill, California. The number is 925-680-9706. I think you should ask if this is Diablo.
Uh-huh.
And then ask if Satan's in.
Okay.
Diablo? Well, this is Belial. Holy hell.
I'm looking for my
brother.
We're
sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached...
Weird, okay.
No worries. Try the same first six digits, the last digits, 9338.
The first... What do you mean? 7338, is that it? Wait.
Hold on for 1 minute.
All right.
Never mind. That's weird. Somebody was calling my forward number? Odd. Okay, never mind. My phone's just rang at the same time. It was weird.
Okay.
Yeah, so 925-680-9338.
Okay.
We're sorry.
Okay.
You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer...
They apparently disconnected all of the payphones at that college.
Yes.
What was that, what was that one that he was suggesting? The casino in Connecticut?
Yeah.
You want to give that a call?
Sounds interesting.
I'll be looking for something else.
Have you got any ideas, Planet?
No.
No. Let's call Planet.
Call the strip club.
Yeah. People gambling tonight. Or maybe they're too busy gambling to pick up a phone. I know the phone's ringing, but come on, I'm nearly there. 20 are red, 20 are red, come on. We should, like, totally go. The next bet will be a winner. Put 20 on red.
20 on 11 red.
Yeah.
Got a horse right here. The name is Paul Revere.
Nah, it's not working.
All right, let's try Ellis Island.
Okay.
It's 212-668-9152.
Okay.
Tell them the paperwork on their immigration it just went through, and welcome to America.
Hello. Hello? Bastards.
Damn it. Damn those cocots.
Yeah.
Oh, hell. Call Alcatraz back again. I'm sure that guy's gone along his way. Mm. We'll hit somebody else.
What was that? 88117?
Oh, Lord. hang on.
Bum, bum, da, dum, da, dum.
Okay, that's 415.
Yeah.
421-8539.
No. Wait, 415.
421.
421.
8539.
8539. Busy.
It's busy.
Yeah, somebody's talking.
Okay, call the phone right next to it.
Yeah.
That's 415-421-8542.
Damn it. Too busy. Never mind.
Ooh.
Okay.
Here's a good one. This is one I actually submitted.
Right.
It's 1-4-1-4-8-8-9-7-1-3 out on that pier.
BP station. Never mind.
Idea.
Okay.
Right, Coach Fouts says to call a gas station and tell them we want a British Petroleum station. Yeah. Tell them we want our petrol back.
Busy.
Busy?
Yeah.
That's promising.
Okay, we're coming up to the hour.
Okay.
So I think we should close things off, unless somebody has any more things to add or suggest or comments and stuff like that.
No, not really.
Cool.
I'm just, still looking at the payphone numbers.
Yeah. Well, we've got another week to go. Before it's the end of season 2, and yeah, I think we should do a little special episode at the end, maybe.
Oh yeah, that'd be fun. When is the end?
Hey, it's going to be next Friday.
Oh cool.
Yeah. And also, to let everybody know, I've been busy. I've made a little RSS feed for all our guys. You can find the RSS feed by going to hackervoice.co.uk/feed.xml. That will be circulated around podcast.org, I think it is, maybe a few other podcast websites and all that kind of stuff, just to let people know that we're there and to simplify the distribution of our medium. Okay.
Cool.
So, yeah, it's a good night from me.
Good night from me.
And from Planet.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Let's see what we can end off with. Maybe some hardcore drum and the bassness.
Ooh, fun. We'll be right back.
buttons on my block. I'm as real as can be. Word is born. Word is born. Faking moves never been my thing.
We don't appeal to the law. You know we ride this motherfucker till the wheels are full on.